This week's Second Saturday Stories is proud to welcome a standalone piece of work from Martin Durkin back into the column. For those who don't know, since 2015, Martin has been the editor for the Eight Wing newspaper and has been published in various literary magazines. He has performed at events such as the inaugural Al Purdy Residency, Night Kitchen 2 in Belleville, and First Tuesday Muse in Tweed. To date, he has published three books of poetry, the last book entitled Steel Town for Mary, Memoirs from a Dick, was shortlisted by the Hamilton Literary Arts Council in 2015. Martin's approach to short stories is to incorporate a voice through poetry and microfiction. Memoirs from a Dick was considered both a long poem as well as a short detective noir story, telling the tale of a local cop dealing with the loss of his wife, retirement, and learning to live again within the city he loved, Hamilton. Martin is currently creating new work, reflective of his years living inside the gateway to the north. Martin brings one such tale to the column today at 3 p.m. with a lovely story titled, The Lake Breeze of Nipissing. Readers will instantly recognize the feelings we all get when the weather starts to change and Northern Ontario residents cling to each sun-dappled afternoon where the mercury hovers between 10 and 15 degrees, trying desperately to ignore the inevitable juggernaut of the coming winter. The Lake Breeze of Nipissing centers on our main character trying to enjoy one such afternoon as he attempts to enjoy one of the last barbecues of the season. When the afternoon griller can't find his desired steak in the freezer, the backyard paradise he's created for himself slips into a series of increasingly maddening unfortunate events. All of these events lead to a confrontation with his neighbor that will change their relationship, maybe forever. Don't miss The Lake Breeze of Nipissing today at 3 p.m.